This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Fresh cup of tea, ready to go. Here we are on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner at the ready, on the go, in the know, inspiring people. So it's COVID time, boys and girls. You ready? Let's have a round of applause for COVID. What would we, think about what we could have talked about for the past year and a half or more if we didn't have COVID. Think about how enlightened we would be, how our lives would be different, even though, you know, there's not much we can do about it now. But there are endless stories here, the mix and match stuff. Matter of fact, speaking of that, our countries are going, sort of authorizing this mix and match show. What do we think of that? The feds now said they first said, no, you can't do that. And now they say,
I thought
well,
you'd be
maybe,
stoked. You've been wanting to get like 74 shots. So I thought this would be great news for you.
Well, I don't know if I want 74 shots. I think I'm okay where I am now. But in the back of my mind, those of us who have had the Pfizer think, well, is it really as good as Moderna? And what happens if we get one more? Is there really a reason for there to be a separation of months before you add the stuff to your body? I don't think there is enough known one way or the other, whether it's good or bad. It's all like grab-ass stuff, as far as I can see. It's like people, most people run their businesses and their lives, moment to moment. And so the people who are supposed to be the experts, the folks, the doctors, oh, the guidance from the government is we got to do it this way. And then 5 minutes later, the guidance from the government changes. So how do you know what to do? It's kind of a conundrum here. So what are we going to do?
This is a new government study, so this was a standardized study, so that's why this is different from what people were speculating before. But go ahead, sorry.
No, I just, tell me from, it is, but see, that's the problem, Jen, Victoria. It's all speculation.
Yeah, don't get the shot unless you got Pfizer, get another Pfizer now as well.
Yeah.
It's a new government study.
It's confusing.
They're saying that you can mix and match now is because Moderna's supply is just, there isn't enough of it. And so that's why Biden said, or the administration said, you know, they needed to ramp up their production because right now there's way more Pfizer than there is Moderna. And so if you are someone who got, let's go through what the study actually shows. It's pretty promising in terms of if you got if you got the single dose of J&J, those people in the study had the most dramatic response when they were also given one Pfizer or one Moderna. They had a 76-fold jump in antibody levels for Moderna and a 35-fold jump in antibodies for Pfizer. So clearly, again, that's, you know, Moderna coming out a little bit on top. There was only a 4-fold rise in antibodies with a second J&J shot. So that's really bad news for J&J people. Unless you really just want to stick with it, you're not going to get a whole lot of a benefit from it. One confusing aspect, though, of this study is that Moderna was going to recommend a half dose, a reduced amount, about half, basically. And so in this study, though, they used a full dose of Moderna. So that's where there are some confusions still. So the mix and match study, clearly, if it's full doser and full Pfizer, you're still, full Moderna and full Pfizer, you're still going to get a little bit more of a benefit from Moderna. But Moderna was only, they were only working on doing a half dose for the booster. And there's no way to know now if the half dose holds up as well because the study was done with the full dose. That's part of the problem. And so, The end result is, if you got J&J, go and get Pfizer or Moderna.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the bottom line, right?
More. Yeah, right.
I mean, my sister-in-law's been waiting for this.
But we've been thinking that for pretty much since the beginning.
Well, there were a group of doctors. Well, I mean, Fauci said that J&J should have been a two-shot thing right from the very beginning. He's right. Mm-hmm. And so but they were able to, you know, show promising data, and so it got approved. It hasn't harmed anyone. It's not the mRNA vaccine, so a lot of people felt, you know, sort of.
Do we know that it hasn't harmed any of us? Because
it's like a flu shot. It's a dead virus thing, so we don't know. It just wasn't as effective as the mRNA.
There were people that had, I think, heart inflammation or something. I mean, this is the thing. If it did harm, you wouldn't hear about it because they don't want to have that publicity out there.
I'm not sure about that, Jay.
Well, but the you're talking about myocarditis.
Yeah. What did you say, Jay?
Blood clots, not inflammation. Sorry. Yeah.
Jay, what did you say?
Yeah, the blood clotting.
J&J had a very small chance of the blood clots. AstraZeneca had the major blood clotting issue.
That's right.
So that's why it was never even,
never
even made it off the ground here, which is good.
So the Supreme Court says that they will not hear an emergency appeal of the vaccine mandate for the healthcare workers that live in Maine. And so what does this do to the status of some of the other outfits, whether they're public or private, who are mandating these shots? Wouldn't you say this is a shot across the bow, if you'll pardon the pun, of those people who are for mandates? Doesn't look good for me from my perspective that if Supreme Court says they're not going to hear the appeal of the mandate, what does that mean that people are going to
have to? Well, it means that they're upholding, you know, the Supreme Court doesn't take new cases. They review what lower courts have done. And a three-judge panel for the First Circuit Court of Appeals let the mandate stand, and the Supreme Court said that they weren't going to challenge that. That is, for people who are not into the mandates, it looks like there is some constitutionality here. So,
well,
and a lot of people are.
You've got lower courts, and sometimes a lot of it is how the cases are written.
Kind of a sticky wicket.
Well, it depends on how the cases are written. You know, a lot of people are going crazy about the Supreme Court when they wouldn't take up the Texas abortion ban. Well, it was how it was written, essentially. It all becomes, because they're not there to... they're not there to rule on stuff. They're there to talk about how the law is applied rather than make rulings. And so in some cases, some courts have given emergency stays. In New York and California, some lower courts from the Supreme Court gave stays to people that they must be allowed to show exemptions. It really is dependent on how the lawsuit is written. It seems that a lot of it comes down to whether you're an at-will employee or a contract employee. There seems to be some leverage for people who have contracts that say you can't change the terms of employment.
Right.
And then there are some people who are at-will employees who are making it's a stronger case for the employer if they want to have a vaccine mandate. So I think really it is all of this is kind of filtering together. And I don't think it's going to be a black and white issue. I think it's going to really depend on situation.
Here's an example of a company and a mandate. Let's scrutinize this for a minute. Southwest Airlines, remember, American and Southwest are headquartered in Texas, and so they had a plan, but now they're not going to follow the plan to put unvaccinated employees who have applied for but haven't received a religious or medical exemption on unpaid leave. Southwest and American among the carriers that they're federal contractors, so the rule from the federal government is if you're doing any work for us, you got to have shots, and they carry a lot of mail, and they're sort of under the guise of the federal government as federal contractors. Southwest says if employees' requests for an exemption haven't been approved by December 8th, they can continue to work while following the guidelines, distancing, masking, that sort of thing. So now you're working for Southwest. You've got till November 24th. Do you know how they're shooting themselves in the foot? The busiest time of the year is going to be between Thanksgiving and Christmas. And Southwest is already in shambles. So what does this do to their company and to stockholders and to the employees and people who want to ride on the plane? I wouldn't book I wouldn't, because I don't like Southwest anyway. But if I were looking to find a ride somewhere between Thanksgiving and Christmas, I sure as heck wouldn't book on Southwest. I don't see that this is going to end well. Do you? Am I reading this right or wrong? It doesn't look like it's going to be helpful to either the workers or the people that want to fly on Southwest. And anyway, Southwest isn't
the
cheapest anymore.
I mean, it's my gut that
anyway.
You're going to have, you just have to expect, if people are serious about moving forward with the mandates, you have to expect that you're going to lose anywhere from 10 to 30% of your of your load. And
right.
So, you know, I mean, just no matter
again,
what, whether,
thanks
whether
the
you
Chinese
get a
government for
yeah, if you get a stay of execution
COVID.
Or not, we're going to feel delays.
More
New York
screw-ups.
just came out this week and said that their city employees are all going to have to be vaccinated. They'll probably lose 10 to 20% of their police force if they push forward. Los Angeles already did it. We're probably set to lose about 25% of our police force. So, you know, I mean, there are some consequences, and if people are willing to put up with them.
All right, so we have business, we have social stuff, now sports. The NHL suspending the forward Evander Kane, who plays for San Jose, for 21 games for submitting a fake vaccination card. They're going to suspend him without pay. Can't play until the end of November. Forfeits about $1.6 million of his salary because he had a fake card. Is it worth it? Maybe you've got a lot of money and you have strong, you know, this Bongino thing with him and his grandstanding. It's the same kind of stuff. And at what point do you have enough to just say, okay, up yours, I'm going to do what I want to do? Or do you go along to get your pay as much as anything else? I think
well,
if I had
Kyrie
seven
Irving, I mean, he's the one, he's probably the biggest example. Forget Dan Bongino, he's still working.
Yeah.
But Kyrie is just sitting out, and he is losing a lot of money. He doesn't, I'm sure he doesn't feel it. He's got
so tell me about Dennis Prager, who works on the same station in Los Angeles that you do. Used to work with me in KBC. Very good guy. I like him a lot. Very smart. Did he really, honestly and truly, did he expose himself just to expose himself to get it?
Well, I don't think he exposed himself just to expose himself, but he has definitely not been afraid to get it. I think he has been
well, he said
wanting,
he tried to, he went
yeah,
out
he
and
said,
got
I'm,
it.
He, well, he hasn't taken these steps to protect himself. He would never wear a mask. He would go to events. He would, he didn't.
That's so selfish for everyone around him. That's just, he's a selfish a-hole. I don't even know
well,
who
know
this
what?
Guy is, honestly.
He is really not. He's actually
no,
a really good
actually
guy.
Actually a wonderful
he's,
guy. I,
well, yeah, I don't, how can you be a wonderful guy if you're walking around
he
and
did,
spreading
he didn't
a
make
virus?
Any,
the funny and not
thing
wearing
is
a
that
mask. That's
he didn't make
hole.
Anybody else sick. Just he and his
how
wife.
How does he know?
Because I work with them.
Okay, so how? But in his real life,
that's a good question.
Yeah. But Jen, you've said in his real life he hasn't taken any steps to protect himself or
yeah,
the
well,
people around him. So,
but I would imagine
know?
Because he knows where he's been, and so he knows who's
yeah
been
restaurants and crowded
here's
places.
Here's the thing: I mean, he wants to get natural immunity because he believes, like I think most people
well,
who are thinking this through, that natural immunity
out.
Is probably better. And
consumer news in the next half hour of the DJV program. 18 after now. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
After the hour now, facing the music of the day, if you will, in a manner of speaking, what's trending? All right, so we have back to baseball again, it would seem, as well. This is sort of anecdotally a baseball story. The Red Sox and A-Rod being apparently in the, was he in the stands? And he got bombarded because of J-Lo and Ben in the playoff game. He was there watching.
Poor guy was
the game.
Sweating.
No, he was part of the coverage. Yeah, he was
hey,
part of the
A-Rod,
coverage. He was
what's
talking
your
about
favorite
it.
Ben Affleck movie?
Yeah, in case you missed it, Yankees fans and Red Sox fans hate each other. And so
the Yankees suck. Come on.
Yeah, Boston fans were not being too kind to A-Rod. They were screaming things like, hey, A-Rod, what's your favorite Ben Affleck movie? A-Rod, Ben Affleck got J-Lo. How do you like them apples from Little Hunting?
I have to say, Red Sox as an organization and as a group of fans are by far the best trollers in the league. Yeah. I mean, the Red Sox are just, the stuff that they put on Twitter, I mean, as soon as J-Lo and Ben got back together, they Red Sox capitalized, like, that day. And all kinds of taunting tweets and stuff at A-Rod. They're very good at it.
Well,
and
Affleck
very clever.
And Damon, both his homers are big Red Sox fans.
Well, J-Lo used to go to all the games with Ben.
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah. So, oh, they did a whole thing, like, you know, that Welcome Back Cotter song. So they did that with, you know, with images
Welcome
of Ben and
back.
J-Lo yeah. to get, yeah. you know, together at Red Sox games. Yeah, they're really good at trolling.
It's kind of fun. Anyway, Bing Bang.
A-Rod seemed unfazed. He was a professional. He just kept on talking about the sport.
Well, who's he hanging around with now?
There's some girl.
It's always someone with him. Believe me, he's not. I don't think he sleeps alone all that much, to be honest. Like, I feel.
Okay.
Wasn't that part
he's
of the problem?
He's got the roving eyes.
Yeah,
yeah that's exactly yeah, part of the problem.
Exactly. All right, speaking of problems, Celine Dion apparently has a problem. What is it, Jay?
Severe muscle spasms. Yeah, so this has delayed
magnesium.
The opening of her latest Vegas residency.
Magnesium takes care of muscle spasms, yeah.
Well, clearly there's not enough magnesium in the world because she had to cancel.
Well, she's so skinny, she doesn't have anything in her body to protect her from anything. I mean, look at this woman. She's like a sack of bones now. She always was too skinny, but now she looks like she's ready to toss into a coffin. Right? Haven't you seen pictures of her lately?
She doesn't look great.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't look healthy. That's what I should have said. Yeah, she doesn't really look all that healthy.
No. So, anyway, and these concerts, because of all the hits that she has, have to be grueling. Because everybody wants to hear all the hits. She's got dozens of hit songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Right? And she has a tour going on, or that was supposed to be going on, a residency. So her tour, or her dates from November 5th to the 21st canceled, January 19th to February 5th canceled. But they are doing something for the ticket holders for those canceled performances. They'll get a full refund, but they also will receive pre-sale opportunities once the new dates are announced. So they'll have first dibs at getting tickets again.
Mm-hmm. All right, another lady with a problem appears to be Meghan McCain, who, after she had her baby, had a couple. Well, this is not uncommon, though, is it? Postpartum anxiety?
No, postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression. About 1 in 5 women deal with this. And Meghan McCain has a new audio memoir coming out this week. And so that's one of the topics she discusses, because she felt like she didn't know what she was going through at the time. It was the pediatrician that diagnosed her and helped her get help. And so she just wants to bring more light to it, let other moms know that they're not alone. Dealing with this in general, then going through all of it during a pandemic, it was a lot.
She was very close to her father when he died. She took that pretty hard, too, I think, didn't she?
Yeah, she said that this was probably the second most difficult thing she's had to go through.
And then having to put up with Joy Behar on The View, that couldn't have been...
I'm sure her job was stressful, yeah.
Oh, my God, what a horror show. All right, well, anyway, let's hold a good thought for Celine Dion and Meghan McCain.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
General Electric will require all U.S.-based workers to be vaccinated against COVID-19, citing requirements that federal contractors and their employees be vaccinated. GE, which updates its vaccination policy on Friday, employs about 56,000 Americans. Several other large companies, including American Airlines and JetBlue, have cited the requirement for federal contractors, which President Biden announced in September. He's demanding vaccine mandates. The White House has said the deadline for employees of current contractors to be vaccinated is December 8th. The strike at heavy equipment manufacturer John Deere is the biggest in the pandemic era, with 10,000 workers on the picket line calling for better pay and benefits. It's critical harvest time in America, with farmers who are already dealing with a short supply of farm equipment and parts before the strike. John Deere executives and union leaders are back at the negotiating table as of Tuesday. USA Radio News.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
A new report by the FBI this week has revealed a staggering fact. A police officer is murdered every 5 days in the United States since Defund the Police movement by Democrats started to take hold in America. Sheriff Chris Swanson from Genesee County, Michigan, that's where Flint, Michigan is, tells Fox News policing in America has changed.
Well, first, I'm surprised it's that because of what we went through all of 2020. Law enforcement saw a very volatile year. We all know that. And this is a hands-on business. You know, when we realize the risk of the men and women that go every day into the police cars, into the divisions and the squad rooms every single day. So that's a big number for all of us to take, even in law enforcement. I think we're going to see a much different number this year. Law enforcement is much more advanced and professional and doing things different, and I'm hopeful that it's going to go down in 2021.
Clyde Boatwright from the Maryland Fraternal Order of Police.
I will also say that the uptick in assaults on police nationwide is really a serious concern for those of us that wear a uniform. I mean, the criminals have become emboldened to commit these brazen attacks due to a lack of consequences from our criminal justice system.
The National Basketball Association season officially began last night. Milwaukee beat Brooklyn, and Golden State got by the Lakers. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Having it back to the action here on the Action Jackson program. Action Jennifer, Action Jay, Action Victoria. I'm Doug Steffen here with my pals, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, having a lifetime of fun. The promotion for the program says, four voices, four times the fun. We have a lot of fun here. We also do Face Our Fears. We face our challenges. We face things that we all, you and us, we all have to, that are part of our life, things that we have in common that bring us together. So I thought we'd have a little Halloween consumer news, ladies. Ready? I just had some candy corn.
That's a vegetable, so that's
yes, right, exactly.
Right.
Very good for you. It's like I tell the kids that come to the farm, excuse me, ice cream is health food. And they look at me, oh, really? And they look at their mother. Mother looks at me. We all have a big smile. So apparently, this is going to be an epic Halloween celebration in terms of consumerism. According to candystore.com, ladies, Halloween chocolate and candy sales are up to 300. This is a laughable number. $324 million of candy canes and chocolate or whatever, candy corn.
Who hands out candy canes?
All right, candy corn.
Yeah, right?
Well, we're all pushing
I've got
Christmas.
Some leftover from last year, kids.
Right, exactly. So anyway, this is 48% higher than the number last year. That's big. And 59% higher than it was the year before. So candy sales above normal, booming in fact. And apparently it's not just candy, it's Halloween gear, costumes, decorations. What is there about
well,
this? Is it just a distraction?
Years,
is that what it? Yeah, maybe that's
yeah,
what it is.
I think
yeah,
it's last year was lame. Yeah, and yeah, people are just are anxious, I think, to you know get back out and but, dress up, go to Halloween parties, and
the number one candy, Victoria, is Reese's Pieces. Why? Come on,
well, pieces. Well, it depends on where. That depends on where you are.
Not so great peanut butter cups. Yes.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No, it depends on where you are. So in California, I broke it down by states of since that we all represent. So in California, the Reese's peanut butter cup is now number one. Skittles had actually been
thanks to my hard work.
I love them too. Skittles had been the number one in California for the last like couple of years, and so now everybody's into peanut butter cups. And then in Tennessee, Jay, where you are, Tootsie Pops are number one, and Skittles are again number two. In Jersey, where I am, M&M's are number one, followed by Tootsie Pops and then Skittles. And then in Massachusetts, Doug, I have a theory about this one, Sour Patch Kids are the number one candy. I have a feeling there's a lot of weed in those Sour Patch Kids.
Mm-hmm.
That's typically when you get some gummies, they're usually Sour Patch gummies, so... And then Butterfinger is number two. And then in Virginia, where our producer Phil lives, Hot Tamales are the number one, followed by Snickers.
Really?
Ooh, hot tamales are good. I forgot Tootsie Pops existed until this very moment.
Yeah.
You know, I like to have like one every 5 years. They're so good and satisfying, but it's not something you want to have all the time.
Hmm.
True.
All right.
And you want the red one or the brown one? You don't want any in between.
Are we done? Can we go on to something else from the consumer world, or do you want to keep talking about candy?
More important than candy.
Yeah. What's more important than that?
Hearing aids.
What?
Okay.
There's a new proposal from your friends in the Federal Food and Drug Administration marking the first step in allowing a new category of hearing aids that you can buy over the counter. No exam, no fitting. So how are these going to work?
Everybody in radio should have these, by the way, because we have all lost our hearing to some extent. It may not be official, exactly, but it's happening because we've got stuff jammed into our ears all the time.
Well, I have. I've been surprised, actually. I haven't had more hearing loss. I get a hearing test every year just to see how I'm doing. I've been wearing headsets for 57 years, and 4 hours a day or more of it pretty consistently. And a lot of time I spend probably 4 or 5 hours a day on a tractor with the noise of the engine and the things that are, you know.
You could walk by a nuclear explosion if you would.
But I can hear. My children tease me every once in a while because Megan says to me, Dad, you really need to get your hearing checked. I said, Megan, I get my hearing checked all the time. And she says, what do they say? I said, well, that I can still hear well. And she said, no,
maybe
you
didn't
can't
hear the results correctly.
Anyway, so is this good?
When they sign it to me, they give me the okay sign.
So can you see, let's see, I'm trying to see how Mike Horn would be with one of these in his ear. How about Nancy?
Nancy? He could use them.
Yeah. What about Mike? What about it, Jay? What about Mike? How's his hearing?
Pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah, he can surprisingly hear a lot of stuff.
Does he? Did he hear things that you didn't want him to hear when you were a kid growing up? That could have been.
Oh, no, I was a perfect child.
Were you?
Ask anyone, and if they say differently, they're dirty liars.
Okay, I want to go and talk to Fancy Nancy about what Victoria was like growing up. She has to have been a problem. You have to have been a problem. You!
A problem?
Yeah, you always are speaking your mind and people.
How is that a problem?
Like that.
Wait,
a big
I celebrate
problem
that.
Or something. Yeah, no, you
no.
Did your mother?
No, I mean, Lewis asked me when we first started dating, he was like, what were you like when you were younger? And I said, shorter. And so, and then just recently, my mom, he asked my mom the same thing. My mom goes, I don't know, she's exactly the same as she's always been. So.
Right. Yeah, right. And Jennifer is kind of too. I've known Jennifer the longest of all of you, and she's always been the same.
I'm much more mouthy now than I used to be.
You think so? Well, yeah, you're more opinionated than you used to be. I'm
maybe
not sure
you're just
you're
more confident in that you've always had the opinions and stuff.
No, 100%.
Yeah,
that's what I mean, mouthy.
Right. Okay, so anyway, meanwhile, back to trouble hearing. Let's see here. 30% of those 70 and older have only 30% have ever used hearing aids. Maybe I don't need them because I have headsets on to amplify the way you sound.
I feel sorry. As someone who feels, I feel like I have a lot of experience in this category because my grandfather on my dad's side, my dad's dad, the reason I think I have the voice that I do, God love him, and the reason my dad has the voice that he does is because my grandfather was born hard of hearing. He was really, it was hard for him. He could hear a little, but not much. And right. And people told him he was stupid his whole life because
well,
they never knew that he was
when
deaf.
When I was a kid, they would call blind and deaf people deaf and dumb.
Well, his parents didn't know that he was deaf. They just thought he was bad in school. Well, it turns out he couldn't hear the teachers, and he had a really hard, he had a struggle. He was one of the smartest people I knew, not book smart, but like just so brilliant in how to fix things and assess things. And it wasn't until he married my grandmother that she said, you know, we should get your hearing checked. And sure enough, at 20-something years later, he found out that he was hard of hearing. And so what I felt really bad about, though, and my grandfather now on my mom's side is going through it, when you get the hearing aids and you are used to a certain level of hearing, it's very distracting. We, with natural hearing, tune out all of the background noise, but I found that people, at least around me, when they get hearing aids, all of that background noise is amplified and they're not used to it, and it becomes very distracting and annoying, and most of the time, at least with my grandparents, both of them, they just turn the hearing aids off because it becomes so distracting that it's just too much for them to handle, and they just turn it down.
Yeah, the ambient noise around. I bought sneakers, one of the guys who works on the farm, and he's having a hard time hearing. So I bought him a hearing aid, and he's afraid to wear it to work because he thinks he'll lose it. and so the purpose is lost. Plus, he says that when somebody drives by the farm, when he had it in, somebody drives by in a car, you can hear the car like it was next to you.
It's almost painful, I think.
But are these going to be like that, or are these going to be more refined? You know, there are a lot of people.
Well, I think the comparison that a lot of people are making is that, you know, if you need reading glasses, you just go into the pharmacy. There are a lot of things that you can do for your sight, but everything through with hearing is through the, you know, your insurance company, and it's expensive. And they're like $5,000, and you have to be fitted by the doctor. And a lot of people don't, you know, want to go to the doctor and admit they have a problem, but they'll go to the pharmacy. And if they can buy a hearing aid device, I think this is a great thing.
I don't know.
I think it gives people some privacy, right? Yeah. If they don't want, you know, to deal
turn
with it.
Turn it off? Can I do that? If we can do that here. All right. One more item of consumerism and consumer interest. There's a German scientist who actually captured the top prize at Germany's coveted Dyson Awards for a pretty unconventional form of contraception. It's called a testicle bath, preventing pregnancies. The device is... What?
Go ahead. Tell the story, because it is entertaining. And this is...
I just have, like,
it's not supposed to be,
of...
it's supposed to be informative, but Jennifer's going to make it.
I have an Atwood's European type going, I'm
we're not
going
to keep a straight face going. Guaranteed, I can't, nor can anybody else keep a straight face through this.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway,
try.
This device is described on the site as an ultrasound-based reversible and hormone-free male contraceptive device for home use. So here's how this works. You jump into the water. You add the water up to the indicated mark, which is set together with a doctor according to whatever.
It's like a little bowl. I've seen the schematics for it. It's a little bowl, and, you know, you dunk your berries in there. And so, and it's a jacuzzi. So basically, this is what happens when you're in a jacuzzi a long time. And so it essentially, you have to use it. I think the first time you use it with the doctor, and then it takes 2 weeks to kick in.
Oh, that sounds fun. The doctor watches?
Yeah, while you're you know, making some
super
tea
awkward
in the doctor's office. And so they call it the genital jacuzzi. But, yeah, apparently it lasts 6 months. And so, you know.
You have to do it once every 6 months, that's it?
After the first time. Yeah, after the first 2 weeks.
There are lots of complaints these days, Jay and the rest of you, about men not being able to provide the necessary ingredients to get women pregnant. Isn't that...
Yeah, because
they
spend too much time in jacuzzis. That was one of the reasons why.
Well,
I think it's... I mean, I've said I think every guy who's, you know, in a millennial or gen, you know, or even upcoming now Gen Z, guys are going to have a lot of problems because, you know, you've had a cell phone in your pocket for 25 years.
Yeah, or in your lap.
Yeah, I mean, that's yeah. that, you know.
What's the one urban legend? Mountain Dew? Like drinking Mountain Dew? It's not fact. But
like, you
guys not
hear
that one? Yeah, that was like one of those myths from
really?
Years ago, like the 90s or whatever, was Mountain Dew was killing them all off.
Do you think that this is going to, the bad side of this would be like, but baby, we're in the jacuzzi, it's fine, nothing will happen.
Yeah, right. People taking it, yeah, exactly.
I took my bath, it's good.
The next step, folks, is putting this device through clinical testing so it can be made available to you and your loved ones. All right? It's called COSO, C-O-S-O. Got to be some Chinese.
Kind of like the Chinese shipping company.
Yes. Yes.
And since it's for a man, German. It'll be free.
It's a German woman who... it's a German woman who came up with the idea because she had cervical cancer and couldn't use hormonal birth control pills, and so she and her boyfriend tried to come up with an idea, and this is when she invented it.
Yeah. What's great is you can also wash your night guard in it when you're not using it, so that's cool.
Yeah. I mean, the tea bag jokes are hilarious already. Like, this went everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. And Jay just capped it nicely. And because it's for men, it'll be covered by insurance.
What? Probably.
I sound exactly like that. That was uncanny, Doug.
How about 54?
He does not have the gift of mimicry.
About 54 million Americans have the bone disease known as osteoporosis. Today is...
Sorry. I thought they went in the jacuzzi for that.
All right. Sorry, they got to do this seriously. Today... All right, Phil, just play it for you.
About a third of all people over age 65 will fall, and with that comes a significant loss of independence after a bone break, particularly a hip fracture. Chief Medical Officer of the Bone Health and Osteoporosis Foundation, Dr. Andrea Singer, MD, says the numbers speak for themselves.
Approximately 60% require assistance a year later, and 20% will require long-term nursing care.
That's why it's important to prevent falls in the first place.
Wear low-heeled shoes with rubber soles for more solid footing. In the winter, carry a small bag of rock salt or kitty litter to sprinkle on slippery sidewalks or streets. Finally, be sure to use handrails as you go up and down steps.
Dr. Singer says 80% of people who've had at least one osteoporotic fracture are neither identified nor treated.
If you're a postmenopausal woman or man aged 50 and older who has recently broken a bone, it's important to talk with your doctor about getting a bone density test.
For more information and tips to prevent falls, go to bonehealthandosteoporosis.org.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask, Could I have EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's 53 after the hour now on the DJV program, Wednesday morning with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. Hey, guess what, Victoria and Jay? November marks the Pet Show's 40-year anniversary.
Wow.
And if we play our cards right, we could actually get to interview Warren Eckstein, who's the head honcho and the host of the Pet Show. I got this big thing in the mail from a PR person telling me all about Warren, how fabulous he is, and telling me what he would talk about if I were able to invite him, and he consented to coming on the program. Wow. You suppose we can arrange that? Who do we know?
Congratulations. 40
yeah.
years?
40
wow.
years.
40, 40 consecutive years.
Yeah.
I started the day after my bar mitzvah.
No. Good for you. Congratulations. No, actually,
40 years is a long time, but you know what? If you love what you do, what I do is a passion. I mean, a lot of people say that, but literally what I do, I eat a lot of spaghetti and a lot of rice at the beginning because I absolutely adore getting up in the morning and helping people with their pets. I mean, not as much physically as I used to, but I still love the idea of helping them cope with their pets because it makes it better for the dogs, better for the cats, and better for the people, and that's what I enjoy doing.
I didn't even know. When I first started, in 1993, when Bob was the program director at KBC and he hired me, and he brought me out, I think the first weekend I was there, there was an event, because you were on KBC at the time.
Right.
And there was an event someplace, and Bob said, come on, let's go see Warren at this. It was a pet store out of the, it was a mall or something, I don't remember. But I remember walking up to you, and the two of us looked at each other, and there was a big smile, almost like we understood each other and our affinity for animals. And that was, you know, from then, I think almost immediately I invited you to come on this program, because I think you've been on with me for a good long, what is it, 27 years? You and Chuck Curry have been with me for a long, long time.
You know, pet people can tell, Doug. You know, the people that love animals, people that care about animals, people that have a heart and soul, I always say this when people ask me why their animal did something that's not able to be explained. I say, all living things have a sixth sense. I really believe that. I believe they're inhibited in most human beings.
Yep.
Totally inhibited in most people. But animals kind of do. I think that people that have animals, because they relate to their animals so much by thought, that it really makes it easy for people
that
love animals.
We're all connected. There's a connective tissue in the universe that brings us all together. And that's how we find each other. I had, if you look at my Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Stephan, or you go to the Easley Farm Web, you can see the two adoptees that we have this week, a pony and a mule, that have lived together for 22 years, the two of them, since they were little ungabungas. And the lady that owned them couldn't take care of them anymore, so I said, because we have a sanctuary for cows. And so this lady came to me and said, do you think you could take this horse and this donkey? And I said, absolutely. They are the most wonderful beings.
Oh, God,
beings.
Bless you, Doug, for doing that.
My God, that pony came right to me, and the donkey, she'll stand there, and it's like she's my new best friend. It really is. So the pictures are on their website. If you want to see them.
I am a donkey fanatic. I just absolutely love donkeys. In fact, some people religiously love. If you look at the top of the donkey, there's almost a perfect cross on its back. Take a good look at them. Almost every donkey has a perfect cross on their back. Mm-hmm. And they say that's because they were, at the time the manger was there. But they're just so mellow. They're so amazing. Yeah. And you know what? They're so incredibly bright.
Yes.
Smart animals. I mean, they test you all the time.
Wow.
There's a place out here called the Donkey Sanctuary. If you Google the Donkey Sanctuary, an amazing group as well.
I know it. Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, I just it warms my heart to see them. It's one of those things that, like, we got a couple of old cows that are around, and they're just the same. But the problem is you can't put them out in the pasture with the cows because the pony has amounts to animal diabetes. So if the pony eats too much grass, it turns to sugar, and it will kill them. So you have to put them on a hay diet, something that's dry, and put them in a pasture that doesn't have much grass, just a nibble. But otherwise, they'd get the horse would die of diabetes, and the donkey would just get so fat. It was something, actually, I didn't know that until, because I've had horses here in my house, and they're on the pasture all the time. It doesn't seem to affect them, but these ponies and the donkey, you can't do that with.
You know, people don't realize what an incredible heart you have, Doug. We've been friends for many years, and just to take these two animals, and what an incredible thing to do. I'm going to post it on my website.
No, okay, well, that'd be very nice. Thank you. I'm glad we are friends, frankly. You're a very important part of this.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.